هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
The holiday season is upon us, a busy time for all Australians, a time when friends and family gather, a time when people spend precious time together. But at the same time, everyone should be careful and safe, especially on the roads. To talk us through the do's and don'ts during this festive season is New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook. Thank you for joining us on SBS Kurdish, Mr. Cook.
Thanks, May. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How important is being patient on the roads, especially during this festive season?
To be honest, May, I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. If everybody is patient, if everybody respects that there are other people on the road, and we drive carefully, looking out for ourselves and also what other people are doing, then it's much, much less likely that we will get into any trouble. That means we will all be safe, and we'll all be able to enjoy the season and holidays together with each other without loss of life and the loss of family.
The use of mobile phones whilst driving is completely forbidden. Why do we still see some drivers using their mobile phones whilst driving?
Because people don't listen. And it's the same with our driving generally, mate. People need to be sensible, patient, careful and safe. Well, it's not safe using your phone. And we know that through tragic outcomes. We don't say this because we're trying to stop people communicating. We know it's dangerous. The lack of attention to your driving caused by the attention to your phone means people get killed. And it's no more simple than that. It can be avoided. The biggest issue I see in all of this is that these accidents are absolutely and completely avoidable. Don't pick up your phone. If you need to talk to someone urgently, pull over to the side of the road. It's very, very simple.
And Mr. Cook, these accidents, when they happen, besides them using the mobile phones, which is a no-no, is it due to speeding as well?
Oftentimes, yes, because again, people's lack of attention, they don't pay attention to their speed, a whole range of things, you know, come together in a really nasty conspiracy that, you know, results in people dying when it is so avoidable. Just don't do it. It's very easy. Then we won't have these issues.
Also, about domestic violence is a big issue during, these special times, Christmas, New Year period. Why do you think domestic violence increases during this period?
Look, I think people coming together at a particular time of year, apart from, obviously being celebratory, also can raise in people other feelings and emotions of loss, you know, mistrust and whatnot, where relationships are in trouble or breaking down. That can cause a difficulty. We need to remember, though, that at any time of the year, domestic violence is just not acceptable. It cannot be acceptable. We know it is a real scourge for us in society, and it is not excusable. There is no reason for people to put their hands on their partners. There is no reason for people to coerce, intimidate, threaten or harass their partners. That's not what it's about. And we need to really, really send that message that it's not acceptable at any time. It is more, it becomes a little much more sensitive during this period of time when people are wanting to celebrate and enjoy each other's company. But it's the same all of the time. It is never acceptable. And if someone is feeling that they are being either offended against or intimidated or harassed, they need to reach out and talk to somebody.
Also, during this period, theft numbers increase, especially around homes. Is there a way that can be prevented?
Yeah, people need to be careful. So we need to make sure that we lock our cars and that we lock our homes. And if we're away, that we're talking to, if we have trusted neighbours, to our neighbours and or friends, to have them check on our property. Leave a light on at night, a radio or something like that, so long as it doesn't annoy the neighbours. And just make sure that we are making ourselves as safe as we can, because unfortunately, there are those people that take advantage of this time of the year to profit for themselves. The other thing people can do, if people see people in the community acting suspiciously and they think there is something wrong, contact your local police. If it's urgent, obviously call 000, but if it's not urgent, contact your local police or Crime Stoppers, and that can be done anonymously. The more that we're all out and about looking out for each other, doing the right things to keep ourselves safe, the better time that we will all have during the period.
Mr. Cook, what advice would you have for people or drivers who have attitudes on the road and, you know, it all ends up in road rage? What would you say to them?
Don't drive, because the road's no place for people who can't drive and maintain, you know, common sense. Look, sometimes people might inadvertently cross into a lane they shouldn't, and that's bad. Those people should be looking out where they're going. But somebody taking exception to that and then wanting to fight about it is equally ridiculous. Both instances are absolutely avoidable. The worst for me is somebody who wants to take exception to it, cause a problem, because their manner of driving then becomes dangerous for everybody. It is just unacceptable. Look, drive on the road, respect each other, look after each other. Know that as we sit here today, 352 people have lost their lives on our roads. Now, that is tragic. It can be avoided, and we should all think about that when we get behind the wheel.
And finally, what advice would you give about the New Year's Eve celebrations, in particular those who are travelling to the city and thereabouts?
Look, we're really looking forward to New Year's Eve here in the city. I'll be the police commander, and we welcome people. We think the weather looks good and everybody should come in and enjoy the evening. But we need to do it sensibly and safely and respecting each other so that we can all enjoy the New Year. We can all enjoy what it is the city has to offer, the food throughout the city, that people want to come in for a drink and enjoy a great day and a great evening. But do not come in here and make a nuisance of yourself. Do not come in here and become intoxicated and cause problems, because at the end of the day, if that occurs, we will not tolerate that behaviour. And I do not want to see people beginning the new year in the back of a police truck.
New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish, and thank you for the informative information you've given our listeners.
Thank you, May, and all the best to you and community to have a really wonderful season. But please stay safe, and we look forward to 2024.
And we wish you, on behalf of myself and behalf of our listeners, a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year 2024.
Thank you, May.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.